Ali ultimately retired from the ring in 1981. 56 wins, 5 losses. Around this time, Ali was diagnosed with Parkinson's. Ali used his retirement to promote peace. He was able to convince Saddam Hussein to release more than a dozen American hostages in 1990, shortly before the Gulf War. Ali was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize in 1997. A year later, he was named a UN Messenger of Peace. One of Ali's last triumphs was the construction of the Muhammad Ali Center, a state-of-the-art museum chronicling his life and promoting peace worldwide. It opened in 2005 in Louisville. This is a huge one to take in. Huge. I mean, huge. Huge. Ali was a legend in and out of the ring. 2016 has been a brutal year for celebrity deaths. And it's been very hard to be funny on news lately because of all the celebrity deaths. We've had at least one every month this year. Okay, back in December, we lost Lemmy, Natalie Cole, and let's see, Leslie Gore died. I think in... Whoa, she died back in February, Leslie Gore. February 16th, 2015. Anyway, in December we lost Lemmy and Natalie Cole. In January we lost David Bowie, Alan Rickman, Glenn Frey, and Abe Vigoda. In February we lost Maurice Starr from Earth, Wind, and Fire, Vanity from Vanity 6, and Prince fame, To Kill a Mockingbird author Harper Lee, and Cool Hand Luke and Naked Gun star George Kennedy. In March, we lost Nancy Reagan, Paul Ryan, whoops, make that comic book artist Paul Ryan, not the politician. Whoops, scratch that. Beatles producer Sir George Martin, progressive rock keyboard legend Keith Emerson, Frank Sinatra Jr., Larry Sanders himself, Gary Shandling, and Patty Duke. They're cousins, identical cousins all the way. They're two of a kind. She was also Helen Keller in the Miracle Worker movie. In April, we lost Merle Haggard, Doris Roberts from Everybody Loves Raymond and Christmas Vacation, and Remington Steele, I think. We lost Prince. We lost Billy Paul. Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know it's wrong. It goes something like that. Anyway, May, we lost Tupac's mother. We lost Alan Young, best known A as Wilbur on Mr. Ed, and B as Scrooge McDuck on DuckTales. DuckTales, woo! We lost Nick Menza from Megadeth and Ohm. And this month, June 2016, we have lost Muhammad Ali. Enough is enough. 2016, please stop killing all greats. My heart can't take any more celebrity deaths. Take Donald Trump, please. But I beg of you, let the legends live on. This really is a tough one. Muhammad Ali, the greatest, 1942 to 2016. Rest in peace.